Here's the news provided by Ellensburg Community Radio for Ellensburg and the windswept shrub step of Central Washington for Thursday, May 9th. Candidates filing on Wednesday for elected office in the 2024 general election included Alex Ibarra running for legislative 13th District State Representative Position 2, and Shan Robotham seeking Public Utility District 1 Commissioner 2. Filing may be done electronically through the Kittitas County Auditor's website or in person at the Auditor's Office in the courthouse through Friday. North Main Street will be closed around the Kittitas County Courthouse from 10 p.m. to 5 p.m. Friday to allow a crane to install a rooftop heating and ventilation unit. A panel of Central Washington University alumni will discuss equity, diversity, inclusion, and belonging in a forum from 4 to 6 p.m. today in the Cirque Theater. The event is hosted by Central's College of Education and Professional Studies. The panel will feature four alumni of that program. It is free and open to the public. Ellensburg kicks off its Bike Month celebration with four local cyclists sharing stories of epic bike rides at 6 p.m. today, and that's at the Hal Holmes Community Center. Presenters are David Liger, Lily Frey, Scott Nikolai, and David Burfiend. A community meeting to discuss proposed commercial sewer rate increases in Clallam will be at 6 p.m. Thursday in the City Council chambers. This will be an open discussion with the mayor and the City Council. Valley Theater's company production of the somewhat true tale of Robin Hood opens with a 7 p.m. Friday showing in the Ramsey Ballroom above the Clymer Museum. The show continues with two performances on Saturday, a single show on May 17, and two shows on May 18. Tickets are $15 for general admission if purchased on the Valley Theater's website. The Central Washington University Theater production of Footloose opens at 7 p.m. Friday in McConnell Auditorium. There will be performances on Saturday and Sunday and May 16 to 19. Tickets are $20 for general admission. The Kittitas Environmental Education Network's annual Get Intimate with the Shrub Step event runs from Friday through Sunday. Friday's schedule includes a social welcome from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Iron Horse Brewery, which features a presentation on wolverines. Saturday features a day of events based out of the Yakima Canyon Interpretive Center in Helen McCabe State Park. Sunday's schedule includes birding, yoga, paddleboarding, and wildflower walks. The full schedule is on Keene's website. The annual community cleanup of the Roslyn Historic Cemeteries is from 8:30 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The cleanup is organized by the Roslyn Ronald Clallam Heritage Club and includes a volunteer lunch provided by the Roslyn's Eagles, Area 696. The City of Ellensburg will present its application for constructing a fieldhouse at Rotary Park using a progressive design-build process to the State Washington Project Review, and that's on May 23rd. The Ellensburg High School baseball team defeated Othello 11-10 in the district playoffs on Tuesday to advance to the State 2A tournament. Ellensburg High School will play in the opening round of May 18th at Joe Martin Stadium in Bellingham. The time of the game and the opponent have not been determined. And now for the weather, here's Sophia.
The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 79 degrees. Sunset is at 8:24 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 46 degrees. Winds will be 10 to 15 miles per hour.
What's for lunch at the Fish Open Table? Bean and cheese burritos and an apple. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table and noon to 1 p.m. at the Clallam Seventh-day Adventist Church. There is a community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal. That's from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table. This is the Ellensburg Community Morning Show. I'm one of the hosts for this show, DJ John Morgan. You can get all these news and all the events around town and the Kittitas Valley at our website at ebergradio.org. And you are listening to Ellensburg Community Radio.